On this episode of Down the Wire, we're continuing with our potluck of news. We got football, we got baseball, we got basketball. We're talking all things sports with our weekend review, our best and worst stories of the week. And we're going to see if Dave knows where these iconic Hall of Famers ended their careers on. All happens today on Down the Wire.
Okay, get me out of this house.
Episode 11!
Back to it.
Oh, I'm stretching for you. I'm stretching.
Extra long.
Making sure that we're all ready and limbered up for today's show.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I need to be limber. I did far too many miles on the incline elliptical yesterday.
Ooh.
6 miles with the, like, heavy resistance, like, feature. Like, I think it was called a glute kicker add-on.
I did some heavy resistance when I lifted up the beer I was drinking yesterday because it was full. And as you drank more of it, it got easier and easier to do.
And actually, it shows.
All right, fucker.
All right. You, whatever. You started it.
All right. Down the Wire, episode 11, 1-1. You know, we're like over 2 months into this now. And
we've been over 2 months.
Well, last week was the 2 month anniversary, kind of.
Not really.
Now we're over 2 months.
I'm sorry. Do you know how many weeks are in a month?
Well, I'm pretty sure February 9th was our first show.
Okay.
And so we're over 2 months. The statement I said was fact. It's
3 months next week.
Nuh-uh, it's April 19th.
Hello, this is episode 11, one a week.
Yeah, if the first episode
Four
dropped,
weeks in a month.
We've put out 3 months worth of content in 2 months.
Oh my God, it hurts!
That's what that means.
Go
That's
back
what that
to your
means.
Resistance training.
All right, let's just get right into some news. There was a lot to cover this whole week. What
start
do you
the
want to start with? What
start
do you
at the beginning.
You start us off, then. I don't know what the beginning is
oh,
for
man,
you, then.
You should, like, look at that. The first one, the first thing that happened this week was that weird Aaron Donald story.
Aaron Donald looked like he was going to be screwed, and then week after, or day after day, he just started to look better and better.
Yeah, well, like, I don't even know how this, like, transpired, but Aaron Donald initially got, accused of assault charge.
Right, because like, he beat the shit out of this
well,
dude.
Well, of course. Yeah. And then you realize that this dude was messing with someone else, and Aaron Donald just came in to say, like, hell no.
Right, and the guy was, like, throwing a bottle at him and stuff, and it was just way... I mean, that dude was huge, and Aaron Donald messed him up.
Well, again, it's Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah. There's no question he's messing up.
Don't get me wrong. Like, in the NFL, there is a whole bunch of guys I ain't fucking with. Aaron Donald is definitely in my top five.
Aaron Donald or James Harrison? Who's winning in a fight?
Oh, well, now? Or are we going in prime?
Why not both?
Oh, prime I'm going with. James Harrison. Yeah, James Harrison will destroy
he's
you.
He's a monster. He's an absolute beast.
Yeah. But apparently, the dude that got beat up, DeVincent Spriggs is his name.
What a name.
The attorney shared a photo on Twitter of him, and, I mean, he got jacked up.
Yeah, he was messed up. He was his eye was all swollen, and it looked really rough. He had the sling on over him. It looked like he got stomped out on top of it. So I don't know what
Hilarious.
Happened between it. But yeah, that's what you get for picking a fight with Aaron Donald at the same time.
I mean, yes and no. He didn't start off picking a fight with Aaron Donald. But, you know, dumbass.
Right. That's what I mean.
Damn.
Yeah, look at that.
Dude.
Swollen shut.
He literally knocked the skin tone off this man's face.
He was messed
it's,
up.
It's a completely different skin color.
DeVincent Spriggs.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not messing with Aaron Donald. He's definitely got to be up there. Who's another guy you're... If the whole entire NFL is having a battle royale tournament, bare fists.
Again, are we going
right now, just in the just league? Now. Right now in the league.
Okay.
Aaron Donald has to be right up there near the top.
Yeah, you know what? I'm still going to put Ndamukong Suh there.
He's got to be up there, for sure.
Man, he's just dirty. And even though he could physically beat me up, like, without any issue, he would still do something where he, like, kicked me in the nutsack.
For sure.
And like, found a way to, like, call his boys over to, like, hit me with, like, lead pipes and shit.
I also think you got to put a couple of these, like, offensive linemen. Like, the first one that came to my mind would be, like, Trent Brown or Orlando Brown in Baltimore. I think they're both, like, 6'8", 380. Like, I'm not fucking with 6'8", 380.
Was it not, what the hell was his name? The dude that was on the Bengals for the longest time.
Geno Atkins?
No. Well, Geno Atkins, the monster. Yeah, he is. Linebacker.
And
he
was Vontaze Burfict.
Was he the one that was getting
just all the dirty hits?
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, that's Vontaze Burfict, another one I'm not messing with. I couldn't remember if that was him or not. But yeah, he's an asshole too.
Okay, of all the quarterbacks now.
Dude. Cam Newton.
It's got to be Cam Newton.
Cam Newton would mess me up.
Cam Newton, it's got to be. He's huge. He's a monster.
Yeah.
He's a mammoth of a man. He's got to be. If all the quarterbacks
Josh
are
Rosen.
Fighting.
Not Josh Rosen.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen's like 6'4".
And
dude.
He's got that like country strength behind him,
he
too.
Just, and he's like crazy. Watch him in football games. He just charges in head first.
I believe it. Josh Allen would be a good fight.
Up too.
We should get a celebrity fight between Josh Allen and Cam Newton going.
I'm putting my money on Josh Allen.
You think so?
Yeah. Cam's got bad knees now.
Yeah, that's fair. And he can't throw the touchdowns anymore, so he probably has no arms.
He probably can't throw the punches then.
Yeah, that's what it is. So let's get into some celebrity fights. See how I did that there?
Whoa.
That was what I did. This Jake Paul, Ben Askren thing. And I hate that we're talking about it, that this was probably a pretty big sports story throughout the week. The sad part is, I don't think it was rigged. I don't. After watching it, you know,
I don't know, man.
I don't think so. Okay, well, first of all, the punch is 100% was just a solid punch that definitely knocked him out for a second. Now, with the ref stopping the fight, maybe, now we're getting into some shady territory. But I'm pretty sure there was, like, betting lines and stuff on this,
well,
you know?
Yeah, well, okay, first of all, Ben Askren hasn't fought in... because didn't he retire from the UFC, what, 2 years ago?
Has it been that long?
It's
I think he fought one time after Masvidal.
First of all, Ben Askren has been garbage in the UFC.
Well, yeah, he got his ass kicked by Robbie Lawler and somehow got out of it. And then he got kneed in 5 seconds, and then I'm pretty sure he lost to someone else, and I can't remember who it was.
I mean, and he's a grappler. He's not a striker. So, like, the odds were stacked against him in the first place, right? And, dude, both the Paul brothers, aren't they, like, trained boxers?
They're not legit boxers. I mean, Logan Paul was actually a pretty good wrestler back in the day as well. Was a very good wrestler. I think he was ranked in, like, the state of Ohio.
Not Logan Paul. That was Jake Paul.
No. Logan Paul. Logan Paul is a big wrestler.
I get them so fucking mixed up.
Logan Paul is the dude who messed up a couple years ago and has now since became a little bit less of a douchebag. Jake Paul is full douchebag.
They're both full douchebag.
I'm telling you, Logan Paul is...
Which is the one that went to the...
Japan. Yeah, that's Logan Paul.
That's douchebag. Logan?
Yeah, but he's honestly toned it down a little bit, and he actually himself has, like, a pretty interesting podcast, if you ever get to listen to it.
It's on YouTube, too.
Honestly, it's not that bad.
Which is the one that has, like, an 8-foot-tall mech? Like, robot, like, cyber mech deal?
I don't know that much about him.
Oh, my God.
I know Logan Paul has, like, a 3-foot-tall friend. But that's about all I know.
Well, I mean, I have a 3-foot-tall friend, so...
I'm just saying.
Well...
Yeah, I don't... And a lot of people are coming at Jake Paul wanting to fight him, and people were talking about it on Twitter. And I'm going to be real with you. He's going to beat up anyone who's not a pro boxer, probably. He looked pretty solid out there. Oh, so it's Jake Paul.
Yeah, Jake Paul. I didn't watch the fight, but he actually like got escorted out with this thing.
Yeah, that's kind of badass. At the same time,
what is going on with that?
I don't care.
Why does it look like Dan Vogelbach?
Dude, don't bring it up yet. Don't bring it up yet. I got it. I got it for later. I got it. All right. There was a lot going on with this fight, and honestly, Ben Askren, you just proved that you are probably the biggest bum to ever fight in the UFC. Dude, and man, CM Punk fought in the UFC.
I'm sorry. Ben Askren just did it for a paycheck. He did not care if he won or lost. He is never going to be boxing again.
No.
He's never going to be in the UFC or MMA.
No, he's not going to fight again. He's said that he wants to just stick to coaching now. And he's got his program or something, I think, in Milwaukee. I think he works with Duke Rufus, if I'm not mistaken. So,
am I supposed to know who Duke Rufus is?
That's the guy who's the big MMA guy here. He trained Pettis. He trains Tyron Woodley and stuff like that.
I know nothing about those combat sports. Well,
just so you know, now in the future. But that was about it. Jake Paul, you're going to lose if you fight a boxer. That's for sure. Ben Askren might be the worst fighter to ever compete professionally.
As far as boxing's concerned?
Well, boxing for sure.
Well, I mean...
But I'm just talking about combat sports. That was a pretty shitty performance.
Combat sports?
Yeah, dude. He...
Bruh.
He got knocked out in 5 seconds.
Kimbo Slice?
He got knocked... Yeah, Kimbo Slice won because the dude had a heart attack in the ring, okay? He came out there and he outlasted his opponents.
And then he got whooped up on by a guy that's like 50 pounds lighter.
Ben Askren got his ass kicked by Robbie Lawler, and somehow, for the one time ever, Herb Dean may have called a match too early. May have. But low-key, he might have done the right thing. He came back and beat Robbie Lawler. He got knocked out in 5 seconds to Jorge Masvidal, and he got knocked out by Jake Paul in the first round. That's a pretty shitty resume.
Him and Nate Robinson... I want Ben Askren to
fight CM Punk. That's what I want.
CM Punk's so bad.
Remember when he tried to do that?
I watched that match. That match was terrible. Embarrassing.
All right. I'll switch it up again. Let's get into do you got anything you want to talk about specifically?
I mean, like the next thing that kind of happened on my list of the week is that absolutely fantastic interview with Timberwolves rookie Anthony Edwards. Not knowing who Alex Rodriguez is. And I find that so damn good.
Damn. Do you think he just didn't know, or you think he was just being an asshole?
Well, I mean, Anthony Edwards is what? 19? 20?
Okay, Alex Rodriguez is got to be a top 10 baseball player of all time.
Timeout. No.
What?
Top 10 all time?
He's got like 700 homers.
Okay. Stop it.
He's got 696,
you
I think.
You're wrong. You're dead wrong.
He's got like 3 MVPs.
I don't care. He's not. His teammate is better than him.
Derek Jeter.
Yes.
I don't know.
Of all time?
A-Rod's... Okay, how about this? How about we change it up? Top 10 most iconic baseball players.
That's, well,
he's in that.
I'll give you that he's on the low end of that, too.
I don't think so.
Derek Jeter is more
Derek Jeter might be more iconic than him. I'll give him that, but yeah, he's still a top 10 iconic player.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
You're going to take Pete Rose as far as iconic. Barry Bonds. Roger Clemens.
We're getting really close to saying Alex Rodriguez's name.
That's 5, though.
And I said 10. We're getting really close to saying Alex Rodriguez.
Reggie Jackson.
I think
you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, like... But okay,
I think we're reaching.
Eras here, though. We are fighting eras.
That's true.
And baseball is all about that shit.
That is also but fair.
The fact that Alex Rodriguez, new owner, one of the owners
part
of
owner.
The Minnesota Timberwolves and the Lynx.
Don't forget that part.
That they asked Anthony Edwards, hey, how does it feel to be, you know, in the same presence as, like, A-Rod, like, do you know anything about him? Like, and Anthony Edwards goes, who's A-Rod?
Well, I guess he probably, I mean, ball is probably life for him. You know what I mean? He probably didn't care about baseball. I mean, he's probably been hooping since he was 4 years old, only cared about that.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah. these guys just do
right. All he's that. Probably only been sticking to basketball his whole life.
I mean, that just kind of proves though that the MLB does a terrible job marketing.
Terrible job.
The fact that they don't know who A-Rod is, who is easily in the top five most iconic in the last 20 years.
Okay.
Of the 2000s, yeah, A-Rod is a name. But my God, man, how do you fail so bad?
It's really bad. And you know what? Let's stick with baseball here.
Oh, okay.
Are you? Oh, sorry. Did you have more to go to that story?
No. Just sticking with baseball. I mean, another person that picked up some minority ownership, though, in basketball terms, Dwayne Wade.
Oh, the Utah Jazz.
Yeah,
yes.
Dwayne Wade got into the Utah Jazz, which I think is kind of cool. I mean, I can understand why he didn't get with, like, the Heat. You know, okay. I assume that's what he wanted
here's,
to
here's
go.
My question for you. Is Alex Rodriguez more iconic to baseball, or is Dwayne Wade more iconic to basketball? They're like the same level superstar in each sport, I think.
Here's the thing, though. If we're going as a whole, A-Rod is more iconic. But if we're going as positivity, Dwayne Wade is more iconic.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, A-Rod's a piece of shit in baseball.
Well, not to mention his scandals. Because, like, scandals are more memorable than the, like, importance
right.
of
he's
stuff,
a more
right?
infamous player
yeah,
than he
dude.
Is famous
I mean,
player. Yeah.
Think about, like, in terms of basketball, like, how Bill Russell gets a lot of love. But, like, realistically, Bill Russell is one of the greatest, you know, basketball players of all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because of his ridiculous
dominance
amounts of
back
winning.
In the day, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, he does not get the same level of admiration than someone like, you know, let's say Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley never winning a title at all. People hone in on that.
Oh,
and Charles Barkley
yeah.
is great. He was an amazing basketball player. But without question, Bill Russell's the better player.
Yeah, probably by default, no matter what. You can't have 11 rings and probably more MVPs. I think Charles has one, but I think Bill's got to have more and be considered a better player.
And look at, going back to baseball, probably one of the, you know, some of the most iconic baseball players, Pete Rose, who has the scandal, the cheating scandal.
Babe Ruth, who is drunk before every game.
Barry Bonds, who has crazy amounts of PED scandals. Like, those are the ones that you remember over Derek Jeter, who Derek Jeter never did anything bad.
Or Hank Aaron.
Yeah,
another
well,
guy who
yeah.
was pretty solid throughout his career.
So, I mean, man, how do you weigh that?
I don't know. Also, I was just wondering with that.
Another one to add, Jackie Robinson.
Oh, of course.
More iconic than A-Rod. So
he could arguably be the most iconic.
That's six right there. Okay. A-Rod's getting pushed back, dude.
We'll make a list for next week, then.
Maybe I will.
Make a
top
list.
Top 10 more iconic players than A-Rod in baseball.
It'll be a segment. I have a couple of stories in baseball news, and let's talk about how the MLB is not marketing like you're talking about a little bit. The Padres-Dodgers series has been electric. They've been screaming, emotions have been flaring, and there is nothing that has been going down with it. No one's caring. On top of that, have you been taking a look at Shane Bieber's season right
Dude,
now?
Shane Bieber's going off. I had that on my list
Shane
as well.
Shane Bieber is picking up right where he left off, and he might strike out 400 people this year.
First player ever? Is that what it was? Or
I'm pretty sure he's got the best pace ever.
Well, four games, 10 strikeouts in each of those
games.
He has
29 innings so far this year, 48 strikeouts.
That's insane.
Insane.
Insane numbers.
And you know what? He's 2-1. They lost one of those games for him because the Cleveland baseball team sucks. And Shane Bieber is their only bright spot, and he's so fun to watch. He came out of nowhere last year, pretty much. He's got an insane fastball, and all his stuff breaks all over the plate, and he is super fun to watch, and I'm really excited to see what Shane Bieber is going to do the rest of the year, too.
Yeah, 29 and a third inning. He's got a 41% K rate right now.
That's ridiculous.
That is wild.
Ridiculous. And you're not hearing anything about it other than if you're a baseball fan.
The last time this happened, You want to take a guess?
Okay, can I just guess like a year? Can I just guess like years?
Give me a year.
Okay, I'm going to guess a time frame between like 1915 and 25.
You're wrong. It's 1893.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Which is also the last time that they ended up moving the mound back, which is something that's been gaining more and more traction. Theo Epstein, you know, had moved himself into that like player, like the MLB game policy committee or whatever the
F it's called. It's stupid. Hit the ball. What? Guys are hitting the ball. There's plenty of people who are tearing the cover off the baseball. Like Ronald Acuna has been nuts this year. Yermin Mercedes in Chicago has been all over.
But look at the strikeouts that is going on. I mean, in town.
I'm all for it.
In town, you got
Corbin.
And Freddy Peralta. Both are just nuts.
I'm loving Corbin Burnes right now. And he had all this buzz around him. And I was not sold yet. Watch it. And I think he's going tonight. I'm going to have to watch because I love watching Corbin Burnes play.
Just so you know, I was all on that Corbin Burnes train. Thank you.
I think I have something that I was going to credit you with somewhere around here, so I didn't want to toot your horn too much.
No, that's fine. We'll get there when we get there. But, like, again, listen. So we talk about Bieber's 48 Ks in his fourth start. Jacob DeGrom has 36 in three starts. Brewers, Corbin Burnes, Freddie Peralta have 31 and 30 in three starts as well. Gerrit Cole has 39 in four starts. Jose Berrios.
Okay, but honestly, that makes pitching fun.
Well, yeah, pitching, but, you know, baseball doesn't want pitching. Sorry.
But if they're hitting home runs and if they're striking out, that's the two best things in sports, in the sport.
I guess.
A lot of strikeouts and a lot of home runs. And I think that it's working. I mean, you know, everyone loves to see, like, a gapper that guys are fast and they can run or something, maybe, or a diving catch. I get it. But realistically, the guys who are making the most money are your ace pitchers and your guys that hit a lot of home runs for, you know, and have their high OPS and whatnot.
Right now, though, the MLB is looking at a 63% swing and miss rate. That's
because dudes just want to hit home runs. Bad.
Well, and that is attributed to statistics. Like baseball analytics say that you're better off trying to go for a home run every single time than trying to put the ball into play.
When Dad was teaching me baseball, at least,
I never got that. I got softball.
Well, you were good at softball. I get it, but I'm just saying. When I was coming up playing baseball, we were told swing down at the ball. It was you had to keep your shoulders level, and you were swinging down at the ball. I remember he took me to these batting cages where a guy was running them, and he's like, yeah, you're never going to catch up to that heat when you're not swinging down at it. Even a guy off to the side. You swing down at the baseball, you're swinging for line drives. The last 5 years, maybe, in baseball, maybe a little less, completely shifted. All about launch angle. Bombing it out. Christian Yelich kind of made it famous. I mean, he was the guy that was super skinny, not a big guy, but he just cracked dongs because he knew how to get that bat under the ball in the right spot. It's completely shifted in baseball.
Yeah, but again, pitchers just throw harder, man. Like, it's literally the average miles per hour has risen 4 miles per hour since 2002.
I believe that. Which is also more fun.
Yeah, but at that point, it might be time to even the playing field a little bit. Just a little bit. Doesn't have to be, like, a major movement behind.
What is it at now? Like, 60 feet, 6 inches? Does that sound right?
That I have no clue.
I think that's what it is. So what do they go back to? Like, 2 feet?
It probably won't even be that much, man. I mean, like,
go to 61? Just right off the rip? I don't know. I think you're going to see a huge increase then in batting. Just in general.
Well, I mean, you're going to notice it, but
just that one, what do you get, like 0.3 seconds or something to, like, look at a baseball? Or
0.44 seconds.
0.44 seconds.
Is the average the average fastball is 93.4 miles per hour this year.
That's fucking fast, dude.
That is fast. So fast.
Should we get into best and worst?
Yeah, let's kind of go
into that. I'll start it off with the best this week. And my best it doesn't even have much of anything other than a headline, but I wrote Dan fucking Vogelbach.
We love Dan Vogelbach.
Dan Vogelbach, who I just found out is a one-time All-Star, by the way.
Yep, with the Cubs. No?
No, Mariners.
Mariners. Oh, okay, my bad.
But he came in on Sunday for the Sunday lineup yesterday, and the Brewers, what are you doing? You lose 2 of 3 to the Pirates, man.
Yeah, give them a dog. It's 162
also,
games.
The Pirates, I think, are just not as bad as people thought.
They're still pretty trash.
They're trash, but I don't think they people thought they were the worst team. I don't think they're the worst team in the MLB.
You know what? Yeah, but again,
the Rockies suck, man.
There's a lot of baseball left. So
we'll watch. Yeah, we'll watch out for it. But anyway, Dan Vogelbach, our guy, 2 bombs on Sunday. Not 1, 2 bombs. And I hope they just start phasing Keston out once Colton Wong gets back in.
Oh, my God.
And they just throw him in. Just throw him in. Why not?
Okay, first of all, that's not going to happen.
He's playing better than him.
Well, so it's still not going to happen. Now, you might see him get optioned for a couple of weeks, you know, just to send him down, kind of get his swing back. Because I think they're doing some, like, minor league stuff, no?
I think so, yeah. I think minor leagues are back up this year.
Okay, because I know that they canned that last year. And they're not doing the crazy, like, you have to stay in.
Right, they're
Appleton.
Testing all the rules, remember? They're testing. That's yeah. They're definitely doing it.
Yeah. So, like, maybe they send him down, kind of get him to rework his swing a little bit. Here's the thing. Keston Hira is still better on defense. I know, that's crazy, than Dan Vogelbach is at first base. Dog. Dan Vogelbach.
I mean, when Keston plays first base, he is a liability, I promise you.
Well, and so is Dan Vogelbach.
But Keston can't play second base either.
Yeah. And maybe they figure that out by doing some interleague stuff with them and putting...
Well, yeah, this is just... We need the universal DH on our team badly. Like, well, that would help out everything.
Every team needs that.
And I know you're all in on that. So this is just proving that we might need to get closer and closer to that point. But I wanted to shout out my boy Danny Vogelbach because I'm all in on him.
Okay. Well, you had a pretty good game by a baseball player. I have the perfect game by a softball player.
I think I heard about this.
You did?
I think so.
Hope Trautwein,
just
out of North Texas College,
mm-hmm.
obliterated A&M, what is it, A&M Corpus Christi, I think it was. She was pitching for them and pitched an immaculate game.
Yeah, completely struck out.
7 innings, 0 hits, 0 walks, 21 strikeouts.
That's just, what do you do if you're the other team? If you just can't hit the ball. I mean,
so embarrassing.
That's dominance by her, for sure. But at the same time, the other team's got to be pretty bad.
Dude.
What's the record of the, what's the other team called?
A&M Corpus Christi.
A&M Corpus.
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 Yep, I knew that.
Do you know how to spell Christi?
Yeah.
Did you put an E at the end of it?
No.
Okay, good.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. I want to be dumb sometimes.
Oh, it's the 298th National University in the country.
Oh, fun.
Nice.
Facts.
Nice fact. Yeah, I'm going to look up what their softball record is. Keep talking about them.
Okay. She went off on them, dude. And how can you fault, how can you not talk about a player, though? Why isn't this getting more love?
Yeah, I thought that this was insane. I didn't really watch any SportsCenter or whatnot afterwards, but dang, this team's not even terrible.
Well, look, it's baseball, softball, right? Like, you have off days. But, I mean, this girl is really good, too. She actually allowed 5 hits and 2 runs in a 6-2 win against Southeastern Louisiana as well. She is just going off. She is has, like, some crazy efficiency. And I just wish that we'd see more of these stories. Like, don't get me wrong. I get it. it's women's collegiate softball. It's not going to be the craziest, you know, market. But when big things like this happen, we need to know about it. Like, sports people need to know that.
Yeah, I mean, this team is legit, too. I mean, they're 17 and 24, which isn't great. But you definitely thought they were going to be worse than that if they couldn't get a hit. So this girl was dominant out there.
Yeah, and Deadspin put it best, right? Like, they said, Trotwine's Immaculate Game should be an achievement that is etched in the minds of sports fans for years to come. But it won't be because it's just softball.
It just worked out like that, man. Softball.
Worked out like that. Come on.
It's, I know. It sucks.
But that All is right. my best story. Hope, way to go.
Good for her. Speaking of, let's go to my worst story of the
yes.
week. This guy, if we were doing worst story every week for our entire life, this would not be his first time probably on this list.
No.
But we've only been doing it for 11 weeks, so it is his first time on our list. Alden Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He is now wanted in Dallas for battery charges. And this is a guy who, you remember in his early career, he was a stud in San Francisco. I mean, he was... I near the top in sacks a couple times. He might have been up there for like defensive rookie of the year when he was first out there. I think I remember him getting like 15, 16 sacks in a season one time. And then out of nowhere, this dude has lost his marbles. He got a chance to come back to football last year with Dallas. And he wasn't anything crazy, but I think he was going to make the team again to be there another year. And now he goes out and does this. This is also the guy who I'm pretty sure was in LAX and just yelled bomb.
Yes, this, yeah, that is him.
Same guy.
And this is not a new thing for Alden Smith. He's had many instances and occurrences. And I think he had... Didn't he have a year suspension?
He was definitely suspended for something. I don't think he played for like 2 or 3 years, honestly.
Was it really that much?
Yeah, he was out for a while. You know, talking with it, like he's facing charges that could add up to like 8 years in prison on this new thing. And he played with the Raiders before he was with the Cowboys.
Yes.
He's 31, and I bet you... How many seasons do you even know he's played? He got 33 sacks in his first two NFL seasons.
I mean, look, the guy is more or less starting to enter his prime, and or at least is in his prime, and has wasted a lot of this time on bullshit because he can't keep his nose out of trouble. And at this point, like, the NFL really needs to step up and do something. And they're never going to because it's the NFL. They're shit that way. They don't handle these cases very well or at all, even. And, you know, at most, sure, they'll suspend him, but really, he'll come right back.
Yeah, I mean, his trouble started in 2013, it even says right here. That was when he got first suspicion of a DUI. Crashing his truck into a tree in a neighborhood, and he got suspended 9 games for their personal conduct and substance abuse. So Alden Smith just keeps messing up. Let's go to your word story.
My word story is last week Sunday, or Saturday and Sunday rather, was WrestleMania. Mm. And after WrestleMania, there usually is what it, we talk about in the wrestling business. If you don't know, I am a professional wrestler.
Plug.
Well, hey, gotta do what I gotta do. Also, I appeared on TV last week. Dropped that one as well. More plugs. But last week they had the regular annual WWE cuts, right? So that's usually where WWE comes out and gets rid of a bunch of their talent to hopefully sign new ones in the future. Last year, they were infamous for it because of the pandemic happening and a lot of work shutting down. They ended up releasing a shit ton of workers.
Yikes.
And even though they were still doing TV tapings, and like they cited money issues when there was no money issues. WWE was still making bank.
In fact, of course.
They were making really good money because
they were the only thing going on.
There was no other sports. But this past week, we got a whole slew of names that I'm just going to kind of ring off and then say my piece on it as well. So some of the names that got released. Billy Kay, her tag team partner as well, Peyton Royce. These two are former WWE women's tag team champions. And Peyton Royce was actually like a really slept on talent. She was very good, had great skill. And Billy Kay was actually starting to get some storyline driven stuff. Mickie James, that's an old time name. She's been around for a while.
I remember her back. She was around when I was watching. Yeah.
It's not all that bad. I understand why they let her go. Tucker, I think his name was Tucker Knight, but Tucker was a guy, whatever. Callisto, Wesley Blake, Bo Dallas, brother to Bray Wyatt, mm-hmm. the Fiend right now, who is arguably one of the hottest talents in WWE. Mojo Rawley, that guy's been around forever, former Green Bay Packer as well. But the two biggest ones, Chelsea Green, who is a former Impact talent. Went under Hot Mess Laurel Van Ness. She was fantastic. I was super excited for her signing, and I realized that she had some injuries, but they did nothing with her. And the most egregious one is Samoa Joe got cut.
What?
Which, if there has been any talent that was misused more outside of maybe Hideo Itami, Samoa Joe did nothing.
Samoa Joe, I remember watching him on Impact, an absolute athlete.
Yes.
For being a massive human, just he could move, he was strong, he was rolling around with all of them. Samoa Joe was super fun to watch.
And he never did anything once he got to the main roster. He did have a couple runs, maybe a single run, as NXT champion.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when NXT also wasn't viewed as a third brand. That was more the minor leagues back
right,
then.
Right, I remember that.
Even though it's always been better than the main roster product. But Samoa Joe could have been so much more, and they totally trashed his wrestling name. And the worst part about this is that WWE still continues to cut great talent.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In favor of keeping their trash ones. And I'm not saying this trash as in talent-wise. I'm saying they are trash human beings. You have someone like Matt Riddle, who was constantly getting accused of sexual assault over the summer. You have Velveteen Dream, who also has some history of trying to groom underage kids for sex. Why are these people staying on and you're getting rid of great talent that you've never even touched? I am vehement when I say that the WWE is awful. It's a toxic environment with some absolutely slimy people running it. If they had, I actually just had this argument with a fan not that long ago. If the WWE tried to contact me, I would not take that. I would not take a role with them. I am very adamant that I want nothing to do with that. And that's, you know, coming from a professional wrestler, man. We all hope to achieve that WWE status. I don't want any part of that.
Go off, King. Go off,
King. Just saying. Sorry.
All right.
I feel good now.
Let's break it into, let's go into some football news. There was a little bit of football news.
Yeah, there was.
There was a little bit. Now, first thing, Alex Smith.
Yeah, yep. Dude.
Lost a legend.
Aaron Rodgers, too.
Retiring?
No, I mean, no, Aaron, like, number two. Aaron Rodgers, number two.
Right, got it.
Because he is. Dude looks like Aaron Rodgers.
But he's just not as good.
No.
Not nearly as good. But they were talking about it, and, you know, that was a guy who looked like a complete bust in the beginning part of his career and really brought it around. And he was able to get, did he? No, Kaepernick took his job when he went to the Super Bowl. Yeah, so Alex Smith retired. He was 5-1 for the Washington football team in his first season there.
Hey, man, like, Alex Smith, say what you want about him. He got put on a terrible 49ers team. When he got drafted number one overall, that was rough. And, like, he completed an amazing comeback story.
Oh, for sure. He almost lost his leg. He was out died. For, like, 2 years.
Straight up died.
Yeah, he had a really rough last couple of years, and he was able to come back 5-1. He was pretty solid, respectable on the Chiefs. When he was there.
Andy Reid made him look good, man.
He did. And, you know, he lost his job to Patrick Mahomes.
Like, you know, the greatest football player right now.
Yeah, exactly.
If not much. You know, soon to be ever.
Well, if he can pass Tom Brady.
Well, we'll see.
That's about it. I got one more thing about football. Bengals uniforms. Yay or nay?
Oh, I didn't see that. I actually have another thing about football.
Oh, then you start that and I'll look up those pictures.
All right. My first thing is. Jadeveon Clowney signed.
Oh, I did have that too. I lied.
Yeah, dude. Him on the Cleveland Browns, man. That's a scary defensive line if they play up to their ability, man.
It's not even that. It's can Baker Mayfield play good this year? Baker Mayfield is what's going to make the Browns good or bad this year.
You know what, though? He doesn't have to try. He realistically should just go out there, take a deep exhale, and... just throw the ball nicely. Play that Trent Dilfer role. Play that Brad Johnson role. Obviously, you're more talented than both of those dudes. But if you can do that and not be in your freaking head about stuff, you're going to take those Browns to a Super Bowl.
Well, and Jadeveon had a pretty rough year last year.
He did.
And
but we talked about that as well back, you know, a couple episodes ago. Jadeveon did best when he had someone across from him.
And now...
he's got Myles Garrett, dude.
Who, doesn't matter how many people you put in front of him, he gets to the quarterback, too. Who's just had a very... almost a little underappreciated, but he also messed it up with Mason Rudolph incident last year.
Was that 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I think it was last year. When he took his helmet off?
I can't remember.
But, because didn't he not finish the season? Oh, it wasn't last year. It was the season before. You're right. I was still thinking of this all being the same football season, because we haven't gotten to, like, the draft yet kind of thing.
Way to go.
But, yeah. These are the new Bengals uniforms.
What's different about them?
They don't have, like, the stripes, like, as much. You know, they're kind of slick. Look at these orange ones. You know what I mean?
I really noticed nothing.
They're definitely different from their old
ones. I need to see the old ones.
Okay, well, I'll pull up the old ones over here real quick. And then you can be the deciding factor of, do they look better now, which is obviously true, or do they look better before? So, like, here's, like, their old ones over here, kind of.
All right.
And here's another old one.
Okay, so they got rid of the top stripe and the side stripes.
Yeah, they just went full basic.
Okay, whoa. I mean, they're fine. I mean, they're nothing special. I'm not...
Well, you know what? I think these uniforms have way better potential to win playoff games than those last uniforms.
Well, they have to make it to the playoffs to get eventually, a playoff win.
Eventually.
So, well, we can
those
discuss
last,
that.
Those last uniforms never won playoff games.
And they are in the same division... as those Cleveland Browns, who I am going to say win the AFC North this year.
I could see that. You know, these they kind of ripped off the Falcons a little bit. Like those new Falcons
the
ones?
The Falcons wear plain black and plain white.
But look
how
at
do
their,
you rip that off?
No. Look at how the Falcons have their like letters and stuff like that. I'll find it right here. It's very similar. It's just like this new age of jersey that they're going for. Maybe I should type
in. Less is more, man. Like that. Those are the best jerseys in my opinion.
Yeah, they're definitely. I'll find it right here. Look. So like, look at the new Falcons. Like they're. They got the slick, just a little ATL kind of up top with it. And then in the white, the same way. I do kind of hate these fade jerseys. Those kind of look ugly, I think, over there. But, oh, I lost it over there. Yeah, I think they're very similar to those. That's what it looks like. But I think the Falcons did a better job improving their uniform game, too, last year as well.
Good for them.
So... I like the Bengals' new uniforms. I think they're all right.
They're fine. I give them a C. They're average. There's nothing
C plus
out of 10. What out of 10? Just go out of 10 with decimals.
6.
That's it.
Yeah, they're nothing special.
I think they're pretty close to 8.
Okay, hold up. Reel it in, brother. Now we did talk about Alex Smith leaving. We had another great leave. The business. Did you hear that?
What sport?
Basketball.
Ooh, I did.
Dog, so. LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, that was tough.
Super sad.
That was. He, just out of nowhere. So abrupt.
Now, it makes me a little happier that he was on the Nets. Because, right. You know, sorry.
It was a bad way to end, but honestly, you guys were forcing it for a little bit.
Look, LaMarcus Aldridge, say what you want. He wasn't going to contribute all that much to the Nets.
No.
He would have been riding the bench quite a lot. In fact, I did say that as well, that he was going to be a bench player, didn't I?
He was like 5 games in. You didn't let him get hot.
Didn't
let him get hot.
I said it wasn't going to be a factor,
didn't
I? Yes!
Didn't let him get hot.
Ha! Granted, it was, you know, because of his heart, but that's a different story. Dude, LaMarcus Aldridge, man, he was always a very good player that did not get the type of
love.
He's going to
be a Hall of Famer, absolutely. His numbers are insane.
Dude, and it also feels so good knowing that he was drafted by the Chicago Bulls and those dumbasses traded him away.
Yeah.
Great.
Very tough. I have one more retiree as well.
Okay.
This one's in baseball. I wrote one down. I remember we did sports video games last week.
Yeah.
Right? So... back in like MLB 2K, when 2K was making MLB games as well as the show and like San Diego Studios, Some players were just absolutely broken in the game, no matter how good or bad their overalls were. And this was one of them.
Did Pablo Sanchez die?
No.
Oh, thank God.
But Jay Bruce retired.
Oh.
Jay Bruce used to hit nukes. In that game.
I did not realize Jay Bruce was still playing.
14 years.
Nor would I have been surprised to hear that he was playing. So.
Yeah, Jay Bruce. He was on the Yankees, and why not retire if you're on the Yankees this year? Because that team sucks. Ooh,
yeah, they are needing some
only
help.
The second worst team in the MLB right now.
Soon to be the worst. They were the worst over the weekend for a little bit.
Yeah, but the Rockies suck. They're pretty bad.
Speaking of baseball, dude, how are we not talking about the almost perfect game by Carlos Rodon?
Rodon, your White Sox. He was looking real good. And then
he didn't try to move.
No, but that happened to Scherzer, remember, a couple years ago, too. It was the same thing. In the 9th inning, I'm pretty sure, too. But what an ass, man. It's low-key, like, if you're in the 9th, You almost gotta help them a little bit get to the perfect game. Or do you try so hard to not happen?
Man, look, there's so many like tragic no-hitter, like perfect game to no-hitter stories. Like,
well,
obviously
Galarraga.
Like, good God. But man, it felt good because Carlos Rodon has had a pretty tumultuous time.
Like, what a word.
What? It's been a rough time go for him, dude. Like, Carlos Rodon had a lot of injury issues coming into the league, and it slowed down his development big time. He struggled a little bit when he first got moved into the starting rotation, and now he's really looking like an ace on a really damn good White Sox team. I could not be happier.
The White Sox do look really good. They got a lot of talent all around, not just pitching or at the plate. They're one of the most well-rounded teams after, like, the Dodgers and Padres probably in the league.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm all for baseball if we're going to have a no-hitter every week. I'm all for it. Like, that would be pretty intense. Well,
see, like, that's the only thing. All the more reason, though, why they're going to move the mound back.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm not saying they
should.
Who
doesn't love a no-hitter?
I guess the MLB doesn't. I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Because they hate fun.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things to hate about the MLB and how they run things. Rob Manfred is pretty trash.
Why is he still in charge?
I
ever since he's been in charge, he's sucked. Every single year, he's got something that he sucks at.
Yeah, he, you know what? I had a lot of hope when he first got hired. I thought,
nope.
I thought it was going to be a pretty good transition to him, but my God, he's been bad.
All right, I'm gonna get into one last topic before we get into our.
Okay, you got
finale.
One more.
I have a couple more subtopics to a larger topic.
Okay.
I was going to get into some NFL draft again. We're only like 10 days away.
Dude, shit's changed already.
Dude, Jones versus Fields is heating up. It's heating up for that number three spot.
You kidding me? I'm also hearing Trey Lance.
It's heating up. There, it's going to be wild. Because now what we all were like, oh, Mac Jones for the last like two or three podcasts. Now
it was.
Now we're out here and Justin Fields is rising back up, which is good because the first two picks are solid. They're solidified. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. They have been forever. They pretty much guaranteed Trevor Lawrence giving them the playbook. And I think they just did something very similar with Zach Wilson. They're going to be Jaguars and Jets by the end of the night.
Respectively. Yep.
That's when the draft starts, though, is that number three pick. And I think the obvious choice is Justin Fields. If Justin Fields...
That's what it should be.
That's what I think.
I would say it's the obvious
if
choice.
If I'm in charge, if I'm John Lynch, I'm drafting Justin Fields. It shouldn't really be... I think he's got the most potential out of those three guys.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I think he is the best... Excuse me. All-around quarterback slash athlete.
Between all five of them?
Between the three left.
Okay.
Sorry, the three left.
Yes. As far as immediate potential, Justin Fields is the best one.
Yes.
Trey Lance, to me, has the most potential. Trey Lance just needs some help, though.
Trey Lance is very fun to watch, and he's obviously a very good quarterback prospect. And if he went to San Francisco, I think he'd probably
have
a pretty good career, too.
Trey Lance has those Josh Allen qualities. When Josh Allen, before he was drafted, was similar. Like, oh, he's got a lot of potential, but he needs to be able to isolate those things and draw everything out to be that great quarterback.
And look
at him.
Yeah, and we saw Josh Allen struggled his first 2 years.
Yeah, man.
Very much. And then this past year, he
figured
it out.
Third best quarterback in the league.
He was an absolute stud.
Like, say what you want about, you know, Tom Brady may have won the Super Bowl. Josh Allen was a better quarterback than Tom Brady was this past year.
Probably, yeah.
And obviously, Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes, it's pretty hard to topple both of those guys. But right after that, to me, Josh Allen was the third best quarterback in the league.
Well, and I got some news while we were recording. Something popped up breaking. Oh, it wasn't really, like... Oh. It was just that Miami's collecting calls for their sixth pick now. They're trying to trade it again. And we might see another thing, another move happen where we're going to see quarterbacks flying off this board. I think the Bengals are staying at five. They're going to draft someone. But we might have five quarterbacks in the first six picks.
Well,
just
and
like that.
Here's the thing, though. Okay, so Mac Jones gets drafted third overall. Justin Fields gets drafted by the Falcons.
I think if Mac Jones gets drafted third overall, Justin Fields will go fourth overall.
Yeah, but if Justin Fields gets drafted, Kyle Pitts gets drafted.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that, because I don't think that Trey Lance and Atlanta are getting along. Not that they don't like him, but I don't think that Trey Lance, because he is such a project, I don't think Atlanta really wants to take on a project. I think Kyle Pitts getting put into their offense as this pretty much as NFL ready as a prospect can be is a lot more beneficial in what they want when they can get him at the fourth pick than developing Trey Lance.
Yeah, and they still have some time left with Matt Ryan, if Matt Ryan can find that form again. But that, to me, also could be why you do take Trey Lance. You know, Trey Lance doesn't need to start right away. In fact, he shouldn't start right away. And to be behind Matt Ryan, who was at one point
an MVP,
a top three quarterback in the league?
For sure, five.
Yeah, man, like, you know, maybe that could really be beneficial to him. But, what do I know?
Well, we'll do something for the draft next week. We'll have something planned. We'll do maybe like a 10-16 pick mock draft, something sure. like that. That would be fun. All right. Do you have another story?
All right.
I got a game for you today.
Yep.
You are in the hot seat. I'm going to move this so you can't be forced to cheat.
I'm not going to cheat.
Just saying. I don't have a name for this game, but this is...
the end of an era.
There you go. Iconic players who didn't end with their iconic teams.
Yep.
So I'll give you an example one right now. Get the idea. Michael Jordan, Washington Wizards kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Another one I'm just going to say out there for fun. I didn't put him on here because I don't want to put him on there. Manny Ramirez. Do you know where he ended his career?
Wasn't he on the LA Dodgers?
That's not where he ended, though.
Oh, but...
that was a team after.
Cleveland Indians?
Nope.
Wasn't he on that team, too, though?
That was before the Red Sox, even.
Oh. Oakland Athletics.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. So, now that you understand this,
I'm just saying, I should get a half a point for the Dodgers thing. But, whatever.
He's known for being on the Dodgers.
If I had to name the last one... No, he's not. He's known for being on the Red Sox.
He was pretty good on the... yeah, obviously, more known. But, like, okay. He was respected on
if
the Dodgers.
If I don't get the last one, I understand.
Well, just so you know, I only have one team written next to these players' names.
All right, that's
so
fine.
You are probably wrong if you don't get it.
Well, you just didn't look anymore.
I'll let you start. Do you want to do football, baseball, or basketball first? I have... three of each.
Okay,
nine.
Give me basketball because that's probably my worst field.
I think these are probably the easier ones you can get.
Okay.
These are all big men. All of them are centers, just so you're aware. Really matters, but Shaquille O'Neal. Do you know where Shaquille O'Neal finished his career?
Ooh, okay.
Because he had a run where he was going to every team.
I might get this wrong, but then I'm going to redeem myself immediately.
Okay.
He wrapped it up with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
He did not wrap
Boston
it up.
Boston Celtics.
It was the Boston Celtics.
See, I get him mixed up, but you can't fault me for that.
I'll give you the correct answer on that one because you were so quick.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
They are like hand in hand.
Well, he was on the Suns, I think, before that too, year. And he was on his Heat run before he was on the Lake. Yeah, he was going all over the place at the end of his career. And Fat Shaq came out of it, and that wasn't as fun. Not as dominant Shaq.
Fat Shaq, man.
All right. Yeah, so he didn't do anything. Should I probably, you know what? I'm going to do something like this, too, for the next one.
Oh.
I'll get something ready for it.
What
I'm going to go with right here. Do you know Patrick Ewing? What team he ended his NBA career on?
I honestly don't. Was he on the New Jersey Nets?
He was not on the New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, I do not know this at all.
So in 2001-2002,
holy shit,
Patrick Ewing was now on his third NBA team because the year before he played for the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh boy.
But he finished his NBA career with the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, I never would have got that.
In which he averaged 6 points a game, 2 personal fouls a game, 0.7 blocks, 0.5 steals, and 4 rebounds.
Yeah.
Iconic player ruining his career and going to the Orlando Magic. That one, I'm not going to give you a right answer. Of course not.
Why? Well, look, I'm not trying to fight for the ones that I'm clearly wrong on.
All right, last basketball player we are going to cover, Hakeem Olajuwon.
I don't know this one either because I don't know basketball. Hakeem Olajuwon, was he on the Pacers?
Not the Pacers.
Okay. I feel like it's an Eastern Conference team. I have no damn clue. Again, I don't know basketball, dude.
It was the Toronto Raptors.
Oh my god, it was the Toronto Raptors.
17 years with the Houston Rockets.
Oh, and his, oh my god, his point
7.1 points per game.
Ew.
Again, 2.5 personal fouls. How do you guys, they're so aggressive, I guess, still. 6 rebounds and looks like a little over an assist a game.
Ew.
Yeah. This is all over the place. I know. Now, do you want to go to baseball or do you want to go to football?
Give me baseball.
Baseball? Okay, we can do
baseball,
that.
Baseball, they like wrap up in like 10 different cities, though. So I'm not going to get the last one, but I probably will get one of the teams they play on.
Okay, okay. I'll give you half points for those then. Well, not this first one because... This first one, maybe. I don't know. I'll feel if I'm being nice. One of my favorite 2000s pitchers that is kind of a little bit overlooked, but was pretty dominant and crucial to his Houston Astros, Roy Oswalt.
Roy.
I'll give you a hint. It wasn't the Phillies, which he was on that stacked pitching rotation with.
Wasn't he on the Pirates?
Not the Pirates.
Why are you laughing?
Because I just know there's just no way you're getting these.
Did he have a Blue Jays run?
Nope.
Fuck, man. I don't know.
Do you want another hint?
They literally go... Or... They literally, like... They, like, wrap up with, like, 10,000 different teams, man.
This guy's only been on 4 teams.
Okay.
So, and it wasn't the Astros or Phillies for this one.
Okay.
So if you get either of these two teams, maybe I'll be nice and give you a point.
You don't have to now, but what? Okay, give me a hint.
Both of these teams were AL West and NL West. So it was a West Coast team for both of them.
All right. That
weren't really West Coast.
That aren't really West Coast.
But they're in the West.
Okay, okay. Now you're just like, okay, was he on the Rockies? What does that
mean?
Yeah,
that's okay. The one.
Well,
his last season was the Colorado Rockies, in which he went 0-6 with an 8.6 ERA in 9 games.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's with...
does that mean the other one is the Texas Rangers?
It was.
Okay.
He was pretty bad on them, too. 4-3 with a 5.8 ERA. Yeah, this is not going to be your segment. Well,
It's just hard. Hold on. You said iconic players.
They're iconic. Roy Oswalt
is an iconic player?
In the 2000s? Absolutely.
You can leave.
Isn't he a champion? No, he went to the World Series.
Get out of here.
Played against your White Sox.
And got swept.
163-102 with a 3.36 ERA and 1,800 strikeouts.
And guess what? Not a Hall of Famer.
Maybe in 50 years?
Nope.
Maybe.
Not a chance.
Okay, fine. Pedro Martinez. That iconic enough for you?
Yeah, that's more iconic. I do not know baseball like that, though. Pedro Martinez wrapped it up with the Chicago White Sox.
No. Actually, this is the only team that he only had a one-year stint with. Every team he went to, he at least played for 2 years.
Yeah, well, you had the Expos, you had the Red Sox. Those are obviously his two most notable teams.
Can you name one? He's played for 5 teams. He played 4 years on a team that you're missing as well, if you know that one. But it's not his last team. Two-time All-Star with him.
No.
The Mets.
Okay.
Played with the Mets.
I don't know.
Started his career actually with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Finished his career with the Philadelphia Phillies. He's 5-1 with a 3.63 ERA, but he only pitched 44 innings. So that was about it.
Oh, 44 innings is still good.
Yeah, it's not a lot of starts, though.
He's not a starter. I mean, he is a starter, but he's not a starter at the same time. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's really just like a long relief guy.
That starts the game.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Next baseball player, Vladimir Guerrero Sr.
Expo, Angel, and then wrapped it up with the Tigers.
Nope, not the Tigers.
Well, that's all I got.
It was the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, yeah. That
the year before never... he was actually on the Texas Rangers and was 11th in the MVP voting. Was a Silver Slugger and an All Star.
Yeah, I did not know that either.
He also then went to Baltimore, in which he hit 13 homers, decent little production, 30 doubles. Had a .290 batting average. Like, he had a pretty solid year. Just hung it up after 145 games. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, he didn't need to. And now his son is probably the second biggest baseball player right now. I would think so.
Behind Tatis?
Yeah, Tatis. Second or third. I mean, because obviously Mike Trout, but... Yeah, I would think so.
I think Acuna's up there, too.
Nah,
I really think a lot of people like Acuna.
Yeah, you like Acuna.
He's good.
Sure.
Let's go to football.
Yep.
Football reference. You are having a great time, I can tell, during this.
Well, I don't know. You're not giving me... First of all, you're giving me Roy Oswalt as iconic baseball player. So
okay, one guy
I will
who just
you
played
on that.
For a weird team.
Yep.
You have also... not gotten Shaq, or you got,
I got Shaq.
You haven't gotten Patrick Ewing or Hakeem Olajuwon.
I don't know basketball. I don't know basketball.
Okay.
And I admitted that.
Pedro Martinez and Vlad Guerrero.
That's when I jumped into baseball. So
really? Because Vlad Guerrero retired in like 2013.
I don't care.
That's on you.
Nope.
All right. And this game was supposed to be hard.
Yep.
Now, football.
Okay.
Isaac Bruce.
Wasn't Isaac Bruce on the 49ers?
Isaac Bruce finished his career with the San Francisco 49ers.
See? Yeah, you wanna stop this?
There you go.
I know what's up.
All right.
I remember these things.
That was good. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were going to get that.
Yeah, sucker.
He had 21 catches, 264 yards, no touchdowns.
Yeet.
Pretty rough end to a Hall of Fame career.
Yep.
But, hey... that wasn't the one I thought you were going to get from this. This next one, I think you might have a little bit better chance. LT, the second one, LaDainian Tomlinson, the running back. Who did he finish his career on?
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't he on the Houston Texans?
It was not the Houston Texans. But he's only played for two teams,
yeah.
And he played 2 years for the last team. In 2011 was his last year.
Yeah, that's not helping me at all. It's a Southern team, and I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know.
For the New York Jets.
Oh.
Do you not remember that? I remember that
maybe.
I remember that a little bit.
That sounds like a Jets move, though. It's usually one of those teams that, like, the Jets, the Texans, the Redskins, they all signed those bum ass.
The football team?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Jeez.
Football team.
But they all cancel us after 11 weeks.
Well, you know what? We've had a good run. they all signed those bum ass running backs, though.
Yeah. LT Jets had
I do 280
yards and a touchdown.
It's coming back to me now, but
not very good. Last one. I don't think you're gonna get this one, but I had to name drop him a little bit. Iconic Green Bay Packer player, Reggie White. Also iconic Philadelphia Eagle player. But did you know that his career did not finish on either of those teams?
I did know that, but as far as to who it is, I probably don't.
He came out of retirement, if that gave you any other clue. He retired in 1998 or 1999. He missed the season. Came back in 2000.
Yeah, that again, does not help me any. But let's go with the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, you were so close.
Carolina Panthers?
Carolina Panthers.
Okay. See, quick turnaround. Give me a half a point.
Sure.
Yeah! Sure. Make me feel good.
He had 15 tackles, a forced fumble, and 5.5 sacks.
Hey. All right. I did pretty damn good.
That was two and a half points.
How many are you getting? Be real.
I think I'm getting all the basketball ones because it's easier to follow the basketball ones. I think
you were getting where Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, I knew. I knew he played for the Raptors. That's why I looked him up. Actually, like I looked.
You looked him up.
Well, yeah, he was a name that popped in my head because I know he's one of those guys.
All right,
and Patrick Ewing as well. I'm probably also getting LaDainian Tomlinson to the Jets.
Yeah, that one's fair. You know what? I did forget about that one.
I'm definitely not getting Isaac Bruce to the 49ers. No. That one was pretty good. I don't remember that at all. Vlad Guerrero to the Orioles. I didn't know he retired with them. If you gave me a multiple choice list of teams he played for, I would know he played for the Orioles. But I wouldn't have known that's where he ended his career.
Do you know? Okay, so Isaac Bruce went to 49ers. Do you know where Torrey Holt went? Because I remember this one, too.
They go to, like, the Colts?
Wrong. Same division, though. Jacksonville Jaguars.
See,
again, I know some,
I just wanted to put you on the hot seat.
No, that's
this
fair.
Week. 2.5, I respect it.
What are you talking about? You put me on the hot seat, like, 2 weeks in a row. 2 games in a row.
Nuh-uh. We did, what's it called last week? Video games.
I said 2 games in a row.
Oh. What did we do last time?
Yeah, it was, it was this exact same game, but for present baseball players.
Oh, yeah,
same
it was.
Same place, different place, man.
Yeah, that was. I forgot about that.
And I did decent on that one.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, you're much more respectable then.
And also, too, I will chalk this up that I got into sports after I worked at LIDS.
That's true. Working at LIDS did help a little bit.
That was my sports drive, minus some baseball shit. Because I was into baseball for the White Sox.
All right. 11 weeks down. Getting pretty close here. I'm almost done with my second semester of junior year of college.
Wow.
Getting done with that.
Wow.
I'm going to be getting off to...
You're going to be getting off?
California.
Nasty.
That's not what we
meant. Can you do that when I'm not here? Jesus.
That's not at all what we were going for.
Well, you're the one that had that awful pregnant pause right at the end.
You're just salty because you did bad at the game, and now you're trying to call me out at the end of the show.
You're right. Way to go, Torrey Holt.
Whatever, fucker. All right. Last episode seemed to do pretty well with you guys. Make sure to try that. You know, if someone wants to comment, like, we'll say hi back.
Please.
We'll for sure do it.
I don't have friends.
None at all.
Thomas has too many friends.
If you literally say hi, we will say hi.
I'm either talking to Tom or I'm talking to my people at work, which is not fun.
Yikes.
I mean, they're fun. They're fun people. I like them.
Yeah, it's tough when you got the friends that are at work that you talk to more than anyone else.
We're not coworkers. We're family.
Oof.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yep. That's where we're at, man.
All right. Well, let us know if there's anything new. Make sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and of course, thechairshot.com. Check us out on Facebook at Down the Wire. And check us out on Twitter at DownTheWire2. The number two.
The number two.
Sponsored.
Deion Sanders played on Baltimore.
I'm going to Mexico. Oh, Mexico. Sounds so sweet, but I'm going there alone. I tried to be myself, but still, I got some room to grow. I'm going to Mexico.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.